Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We are not, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And exciting news, this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we're not experts, we're just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And look, we love to hear from you. We need to hear from you. If you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390. Yes, you can literally just text us like, hey, and we'll answer. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast, where the password is serums.
And we are just jumping right into the questions today.
Yep, getting right into it.
We're getting right into it. We're recording a little early, so we're just gonna hear from you today.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I'm excited about that.
Well, I mean, this is like an OG mini-ep. We used to not do check-ins.
But now, because we do these three times a week, we check in.
We do.
Well, here's our first email, Dori.
Yes.
Hi, Kate and Dori. We had our third child during the pandemic in the first April of the pandemic and have been doing virtual school, and I work in healthcare. And it's been quite a year, as it has for everyone. Parentheses, we've actually been exceedingly lucky to have our health and our jobs. I realize this. Self-care has not exactly topped my list of things to do, but I'm trying to get back into a better routine. Currently, that means I've joined Mama Strong to get some exercise, and I'm washing my face daily and being good about moisturizer and sunscreen. I'm using this as a good time to revamp my skincare routine, and I'm wondering if I'm going to add just a few things to my routine, because realistically, it won't be more than that, and I'm shooting for success here. What would you suggest prioritizing? I'm 37, running on less than ideal sleep, with some lines around my eyes and mild maskne. Thoughts? Question mark?
I do have thoughts. Do you have thoughts?
I do, but I'm wondering if you're going to lead us down a path toward exfoliation.
Well, what I was going to recommend was a retinol.
Me too. Me too. That's where I'm going.
Okay. So we're on the same page here. You know, if you want to kind of dip your toe into the land of retinols without spending too much money, The Ordinary has some good retinol products. Kate, did you have retinol suggestions?
I really like SkinCeuticals retinol, and I started with their retinol 0.3 for face, and then they only go up from there. Then they have a 0.5 and a 1. So it's $67, which is a price tag that is high. But that tube has lasted me a very long time.
Okay.
You don't need a lot. And it's like, it's, you know how sometimes something is expensive and you get like two drops of it and you're like,
yes, I
hate this. I'm filled with rage. This is not that. You don't need a lot. And so the tube goes a long way, especially because starting out, you're not going to be using it often. You know, you might just want to try once a week, twice a week, et cetera, et cetera. But I like a retinol because you're saying you have fine lines. That just feels like a nice thing to add only at night. But it definitely, especially as you're getting into your late 30s, I say get that retinol going.
Okay, I'm just going to put in a plug for The Ordinary because they have a 5% retinoid in squalane.
Ooh.
That is $13.90.
I mean, you know who also makes a retinol product that people love? CeraVe.
Okay.
They have a retinol serum that people love.
And you know what is also so funny about The Ordinary is they also have, they have a retinol product in squalane, but literally in the description, they're like, they're basically like, we don't recommend this.
They say, well, that's high. That seems like a high percentage of.
Well, they have 0.2, 0.5 and 1%.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They say the 1% is high strength, very high irritation.
Ooh.
Says, while retinol has been studied extensively, it is irritating to the skin and newer technologies exist that mimic the visible effects of retinol without causing skin irritation. For this reason, we generally recommend using the Gran Active Retinoid 2% or the Gran Active Retinoid 5% instead of this formula. I just thought that was so funny that they like offer this product, but they're like, don't buy this.
You know, at least they're honest. At least they're like, listen, you probably can't handle this rodeo.
So funny.
The CeraVe product I was talking about that I haven't tried, but people really like it. It's CeraVe's Resurfacing Retinol Serum. And it's got encapsulated retinol, ceramides, which are very, they help kind of restore your skin barrier. Niacinamide, which is really good for your skin. Oh, this might be a good one. It's $19.99 over at Ulta Beauty. And it's one of those Allure 2020 Best of Beauty winners, which I think we've talked about. Anytime I see that, I'm like, well, it's got to be good.
It's got that Allure stamp of approval.
Allure, I love their Best of Beauty. I always, like, if I see that, I feel like, okay, I'm in.
Well, I mean, I just love talking to Michelle Lee when we interviewed her, so...
Go back and listen to that episode. Such a good She's episode. Amazing.
So I trust anything.
Okay. And then I think like for some lines around your eyes, mild maskne, that is where like a salicylic or a glycolic cleanser might be good, right? Specifically salicylic. Yeah.
Yep.
Lines around your eyes. Look, I mean, you can eye cream. Eye cream. I still don't know why I eye cream, but I keep doing it every night.
Eye cream, you cream. We all scream cream for our
eye cream. You know what, Dory? I would wear that on a shirt.
Would you?
I scream, you scream. We all scream for eye cream.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's pretty good. I would wear that on a shirt.
Okay, noted.
And then it's just like a Forever 35 logo.
Yep.
Because I do scream for eye cream.
I mean, who doesn't?
It feels good.
It does. All right. Let's move on to this next email, which I also have thoughts about.
Oh, me too. I'm excited.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I started a new job in December and pretty quickly discovered it was not a good fit. My manager resigned 2 weeks after I started, and instead of hiring someone else, all of her work was given to me. I'm regularly working over 60 hours a week and constantly feel stressed, as I honestly am in charge of things that I do not have the training or knowledge to do well. Because I'm in HR, these are things like benefits and payroll that actually are very important to do correctly. I'm looking for new jobs and I'm expecting to get an offer soon. I know it's the correct move to leave my current job, but I still feel incredibly guilty and anxious about it. I know this will devastate my team, and I also know this isn't my fault. How do you manage the disconnect between what you rationally know, I owe my job nothing, I will be happier, it's the right move, and what you anxiously feel? I'm already super in my head about how to announce my departure and appreciate any advice you might have for this situation.
So what are your thoughts?
So My thoughts kind of relate to my thoughts about getting fired, weirdly, which is that I always have to remind myself that very, very, very few people are truly indispensable.
Yeah.
And so I think when it comes to quitting, you can kind of tell yourself the same thing. Like, you're not actually indispensable. Like, that's not an insult. It's just the truth. And like, that should make you feel better about leaving, because people have left this job before. People will leave this job again. It's the way jobs go. That's it. Like, and so I think, you know, it sucks. And like, of course, it's natural to feel guilty about it. But like, companies don't feel guilty when they fire people.
That is the advice my dad gave me many years ago. He was like, they could lay you off tomorrow. They don't care.
Yep.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think normalizing leaving jobs is a good thing. I'm like this listener, which is why this email really stood out to me. I have such anxiety when I quit a job. I would feel so guilty. It was like this huge emotional upheaval for me. Possibly you are also a people pleaser listener. But truly, like, the world will keep turning. And sometimes, I will say this as a fellow anxious people pleasing person, sometimes you just have to be in the anxious space. Like, you might just have to be in the yucky feeling for a while. Like, sometimes there is no getting out of it. You are who you are, and you are going to feel the way you feel as you move through this. And you might just have to, like, understand, you're very self-aware. You might just have to understand that you are in the disconnect. And, you know, working through the steps of what you rationally know, that sounds a lot to me like cognitive behavioral therapy, where you like, what happens when I leave? Well, they might be sad. Well, what happens then? They're going to hire another person. I can stay in touch with them. But like, walk through the steps of what realistically will happen. But also, get the fuck out of this job. Like,
yeah, also, may I add, your manager resigned
2 weeks.
And you had to take over her job.
Yeah. That person resigned 2 weeks after you started. They didn't feel bad.
No, and right, exactly. Exactly. And your company was like, oh, well, guess this person can take on all this work for no extra pay. Like, what?
Yeah.
No.
F this place.
Yeah. F this place everywhere.
You know, one thing my dad also told me when I was like having anxiety about quitting and I was like, I'm letting them down. I haven't been there long enough. He was like, I forget exactly the corporation, but he was like, this person was hired to like as the CEO of like Pepsi or something. And he was like, and then that person resigned like 2 weeks into the job because they got a better job. He was like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I once left a job as an assistant 3 months into it, which is not a very long time. And my bosses were not happy. And like the 2 weeks between the time I gave notice and left were not super fun. However, my predecessor had walked off the job. So at least I gave them 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, and ultimately, in a lot of these situations, it is about the place. It's not you, you
yes,
know. Like
exactly.
You don't have to feel guilty about this. This sounds like you got to get out.
Yep. Yep.
Get
yep,
out, baby. Yep, yep, get yep. out. Okay.
All right. Let's take a break, and we will be back with some really interesting voicemails.
We've got a whole treat for you in this next segment here.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back. Here is a voicemail.
Hi, guys. Love the podcast. This is Elizabeth in Raleigh. This is for Kate. Panties. I was just listening to the episode where we were discussing underwear, and I wanted to give a couple of thoughts. I, too, enjoy full coverage underwear, and Kate just mentioned that she still might revert to the patriarchal torture device known as a thong if she was wearing a tight dress or a clingy dress. And I wanted to share what I wear almost exclusively in the summertime with little dresses or knit skirts, and that's shorts. Like, Jockey makes a brand that I like. They're not shapers. They're not compression. They're just high-waisted, stretchy shorts. Like bicycle shorts, but meant to be underwear, and they look and feel great under skirts and dresses because they also keep you from getting that thigh rub and sweaty thigh situation that happens in hot weather. So that's my tip for clingy stuff. Go granny panties.
Well, this listener really let me have it.
Well, yeah, they really did, Kate. They really did.
You know, listener, that I really dislike the word panties. I find it personally offensive. And you went there. You did. I appreciate it. Listen, I am married into a world of North Carolinians, and so I appreciate the spunky attitude of people in the Tar Heel State. I think that's what it is. My Aunt Anthony will be very upset that I don't know the Tar Heels. I think that's what UNC is. Any hoots. Listener, this is a great suggestion. Yeah, I mean, this sounds like good underwear for all the time. I would be into a longer, tight brief, boxer brief type thing.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Bring it on.
I'll check it out. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. And I appreciate that you said they're not shapers.
Yeah.
Because nobody, the compression of the, and I do totally. Have like bike shapewear, bike short things. And getting in and out of them to pee is a true nightmare.
Yeah, it's rough.
Dory, have you ever had Spanx with the pee hole? Have we talked about this?
We've not talked about it, but I have had it. I have had the pee hole, but I've never used the pee hole.
I think I used it in my wedding, and it was wild for me. The first time I bought Spanx, I didn't realize it would have an opening to pee out of, and it blew my mind. But then when I got married, it was very helpful.
There you go.
Listen, sometimes you got to have a pee hole.
It's true. All right.
That's what they all say.
Here's another voicemail.
Hi, this is Courtney calling from Breckenridge, Colorado. And I paused the pod when you guys started talking about fullback underwear and the granny panty ladies. Excuse me, not panty. That's gross. Just granny underwear. Anyway, I wear leggings a lot, and I'm curious to know if you guys, when you wear leggings, if you still wear full back underwear, because that's a look. Just curious to know your thoughts about full back underwear and leggings. Bye.
That's a look.
You have an opinion, listener, and yes. You don't like it, and I'm here to upset you. I do wear quote full back underwear when I wear leggings.
I do too.
Because I'm wearing leggings when I'm like exercising most of the time.
And also, I feel like the consternation around the visible panty line,
yes,
is a tool of the patriarchy.
Yeah, and like the fucking structure of this patriarchy, like it fucks us systemically and then it fucks us down to panty lines?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Fuck you.
I refuse.
I'm going to make 70 cents to your dollar.
I will wear whatever underwear with leggings I damn please.
Yeah, I mean, I just, this whole idea that we are not supposed to display the outline of our underwear under clothes. And then, as the next caller is going to share with us, if you don't wear underwear with your clothes, you're also judged.
We can't win. Here's another voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Katie in Atlanta. Was just listening to our second underwear discussion and made me think of a conversation I recently had with my friends about wearing underwear with leggings and athletic wear. And people were shocked to learn that I do not wear underwear with my leggings/yoga pants, whatever. I wash them after I wear them, whether I actually got around to working out or not. But that is because I don't like underwear lines in those tight kind of things. And I know we are wearing a lot of those during core. So I just want to know what the norm is. Am I weird for no underwear, or are they weird for thinking I'm weird? Thanks, guys. Love you. Have a great day.
If you don't want to wear underwear while you're working out, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either. I think it's great. I think also there's like, you're washing the pants right after. Great. You're doing fine. Who cares what anybody thinks?
Totally.
I'm on a new soapbox.
Oh, what's your new soapbox?
It's just like, let us do what we want with our underwear.
I mean, yes. I'm with
tired
you on that.
Of being told what to do. Nobody is weird. You do what you want. You thong it with leggings. Yeah. You go nothing with leggings. You wear bike shorts under the leggings. I don't care. So I don't think
Kate
you're weird.
Does not care.
No, I don't think this listener is weird. But what I do think is happening is there is such a stigma about this stuff. And that is what I think people are reacting to. It's just like, look, there's a lot of internalized information that we are taught
totally.
From like, the day we are potty trained. And so it is hard to break out of that.
It's true. That's a very fair point.
Well, if anyone else wants to weigh in on the underwear discussion,
you know where to find us.
Yeah, that's what this podcast is for.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're gonna cool down with a break.
All right, BRB.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we are back with an email. Hey gals, random question. Have you ever tried a sunrise alarm clock? Thinking I may need to invest in one to motivate my booty to get out of bed. Would love any recommendations and or thoughts. Do they even work? Thanks.
So I have tried a sunrise alarm clock.
Was discussed on the pod.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, but granted, we're now like 8 million episodes in.
That's true.
Fine to bring it up again. And I really liked the one I had. My problem with it is that the audio alarm was still very jarring. So I found the sunrise aspect to actually really work, but then it would just be like, dee, 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 dee. You know, like that did not satisfy. Now I have heard mixed things about the Hatch clock.
Okay.
I have not researched them enough to know how their like alarm sounds are, but one would hope for $129.
Yoinks.
I know they would have it figured out.
Sure.
So I'm curious if anyone is using Hatch and if they're having a positive experience with it, because I do think the light, the gentle like rise of the light really does a great job of waking you up. And it's it does help when you're rising before it is light outside.
Okay.
There's my
good
thoughts.
Good to know.
And I don't remember the exact brand I have because I've moved it into my daughter's room, but I'll find out so that we can link on our website so you can see what I was using.
Great. Thank you, Kate.
You're so welcome, Dory. All right. Last thing is this voicemail we've got.
Hi, guys. I was just listening to your episode where you talked about training yourself to sleep on your back. I need help. I'm a stomach sleeper. Even when I was pregnant, I'd wake up in the night and find myself somehow on top of my enormous bump. I just can't fall asleep on my back. I've managed to sort of learn to fall asleep on my side, but I always end up on my tummy. My chiropractor and everyone else is telling me I need to sleep on my back. But what practical steps can I actually take to learn to sleep on my back? Are there special pillows that help or any other tips that you guys have? I would love to hear it. Thank you.
Okay. I have a thought. So here's how I did this, because I did kind of move to be training myself to sleep on my back. I'm a side sleeper by nature, and I still move to my side while I'm sleeping, but I always start off on my back. when I never thought I could sleep on my back, but then I realized I used to fall asleep in yoga class in Shavasana, which is lying flat on your back, all the time. So I can fall asleep on my back.
Good point.
So I know that my body could do it. So the next thing I did was I bought myself a leg pillow, like to kind of a roll to go under my legs. It's flat on one side and rounded on the other. And I sleep every night. Like when I get into my bed, I put that under my legs. I also personally like the feeling of kind of being held in. Now, you could get like a pregnancy pillow, which is essentially like a giant U-shaped pillow, but mm-hmm. I just shove, like I put my head on my pillow, I put my little leg roll pillow under my knees, and then I shove my other two pillows on my side. So I'm essentially like cocooned into the position.
I like this.
And that is how I fall asleep. It might help you to be propped up a little bit because lying flat on your back, can, or even with one pillow, it can feel a little jarring. So maybe start with two pillows. And also you might want to practice like a calming breath or a meditative breath to just help you kind of relax, because I think your body can probably fall asleep on your back. It's just new and it feels weird. And then you get in your head about it. So that's what I use.
I like to sleep with a pillow under my knees.
Mm,
if I'm on
also,
my back. Also,
if you're on your, okay, look at this. Mm-hmm. We need knee support.
And I mean, a lot of times when you're in Shavasana, you know, the instructor will tell you to put something like a bolster under your knees.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think, why I even started doing it, was maybe because I was trying to mimic what I had done in yoga class. I don't remember how I kind of came to that, but it really did work for me. So maybe that'll help.
Well, there you go.
I hope it helps, but maybe somebody else has some tips and tricks.
Yeah, let's hear some tips.
Well, look, this has been fun.
You know, Kate, it has been. It's been great to see you.
It's been great to see you too. Listeners, it's great to see you. Through your voicemails and emails.
Yeah.
And text messages.
We will talk to you all again very soon.
Bye.
Bye.